how did our founding fathers decide on our country's flag?
I don't know how.
They took a flag poll.
Larry,
it's time for the children's hour.
Kids Public Radio.
Backgrounds for commercials, a pen on a lapel, bumper stickers, baseball caps, t-shirts and tattoos as well. But whose flag is it? Whose flag flying free? Whose flag is it? It belongs to you and me. You smooch it like a lover. You're misty when it waves. If Betsy Ross could see you, she'd be rolling in her grave. Ooh, whose flag is it? Whose flag flying free? Whose flag is it? It belongs to you and me. Now you're waving it with one hand, saying, look here at old glory. But what you're doing with the other hand is quite a different story. Despite the gripes of the right-wing types, we all own the stars and stripes. Right wing or the left wing, blues or the reds, how can we all share this thing without ripping it into shreds? Whose flag is it? Whose flag flying free? Whose flag is it? It belongs to you and whose flag is it? Whose flag flying free? Whose flag is it? It belongs to you and me.
That's Stuart Stotts in a release that came out in 2020. Whose flag? This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I'm delighted to be with all of you in listener land and all of you on Zoom. Hello, crew.
Hello.
It's me.
Hello.
And who's with us today?
Hi, it's Evan.
Hi, it's Maya Malone.
Hello, it's Deirdre.
Hi, it's Flo.
Hey, I'm Genevieve.
Hello, it's me, Cade.
Hello, it's Lily Mae.
Happy day, it's Maya.
Hello, it's Zen.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hi, it's Isaac.
Hi, pals, it's Melissa.
Hi, it's Camila.
Hello, the word that I currently identify with is Lucas.
Hi, it's Lucy.
It's really great to be with everybody when it's really hot. And we're also about to celebrate the birthday of the United States, which is on July 4th. And that got us to remembering a piece that was done for the Children's Hour back in 2017 by kids at Albuquerque's Washington Middle School. These bilingual eighth graders had been studying patriotism and what the flag means to them. And in thinking about the flag of the United States, that got us to thinking about this thing we do, the Pledge of Allegiance, and wondering what exactly does that mean? We're going to find out. Plus, we're going to hear from kids at Adobe Acres Elementary, and these fourth graders have some pretty good ideas for what makes a good leader. It's all coming up mixed with great music like this one right here on the Children's Hour. This is Tom Chapin.
I told a joke in Idaho. They liked my joke and really let me know. 'Cause in Idaho, they go ho, 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 and roll on the floor. So then I went to Tennessee. I told my joke. They greeted it with glee, but in Tennessee, they go hee hee hee. In Idaho, they go ho ho ho, and roll on the floor. Well, next I went to Arkansas. I told my joke and got a big guffaw. In Arkansas, they go ha ha ha. In Tennessee, they go hee hee hee. In Idaho, they go ho ho ho, and roll on the floor. I tried my luck in old Kentuck. They heard my joke and they were thunderstruck. But in old Kentuck, they go nyuk, nyuk, nyuk. In Arkansas, they go ha, ha, ha. In Tennessee, they go hee, hee, hee. In Idaho, they go ho, ho, ho. And ro, ho, 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 ho on the floor. My joke went big in Washington, where ho, ho, ho's are hardly ever done. In Washington, they go, oh, what fun! In old Kentuck, they go, yuck, yuck, yuck. In Arkansas, they go, ha, ha, ha. In Tennessee, they go, hee, hee, hee. In Idaho, well, by now you know, they roll on the floor. I came back home to Delaware. I told my joke, and all they did was stare. It was very upsetting. 'Cause in Washington, they go, oh, what fun. In old Kentuck, they go, yuck, yuck, yuck. In Arkansas, they go, ha, ha, ha. In Tennessee, they go, hee, hee, hee. In Idaho, they go, ho, ho, ho. In all those places, they squidgle up their faces and roll on the floor.
You're about to hear kids from Washington Middle School, located in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But we wanted to let you know this was originally recorded in 2017. And since this was recorded, the program known as DACA has gone through many changes. At first, in 2020, it was fully reinstated. And then in early 2025, it was again rescinded, especially in the state of Texas. As of this recording, it's uncertain whether DACA protections apply nationwide, but the fight in the courts is ongoing. You'll also hear the kids refer to a pipeline called the Keystone XL. That project was abandoned by its developer in early June 2021.
Buenos dias. You're here with the 8th grade Spanish language arts class at Washington Middle School. This is in downtown Albuquerque, New Mexico.
We're in a bilingual program, which means half of our classes are in English and the other half are in Spanish. In the class, we have been learning about what's happening in the United States.
We've been studying the meaning of the vocabulary in the Pledge of Allegiance, DACA, reading articles, and watching videos about these topics. Ultimately, we've been trying to define and understand the perspectives of others as well as our own about what is patriotism and who is patriotic.
In Ms. Hawk's Spanish language arts class, we've been learning about the real meaning of the words in the Pledge of Allegiance. We've been reciting the pledge since we were little, so we think it's important because we should understand what we're pledging allegiance to.
The meaning of the words pledge is when you promise something, and allegiance means when you're being loyal.
The meaning of republic is democracy. The word nation means country. Indivisible means we will always stay united together. Liberty means that we're all independent and free.
At last, justice means that we have rights and are equal despite our race, religion, color, creed, and sexual orientation. After studying the meaning of these words, we can begin to image why most people recite it, yet also why others choose to protest the Pledge of Allegiance.
In our class, we watched multiple enriching videos of people's opinions about patriotism.
As many of you know, Colin Kaepernick is a professional football player for the 49ers. He was getting ready to play, but when the national anthem began, he decided to kneel because he believed that all the racism towards black people was wrong and that he would kneel to protest these unfortunate truths, in particular, the murder of multiple innocent black men by police officers. We observed a graph of police shootings and learned that over 90% of officers were never ever charged with a wrongdoing, never have to go to jail. There is no justice for the innocent victims, according to Kaepernick.
While we were studying the pledge, news of DACA.
I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
We've been denied to recipients and potential applicants was being discussed in our country, so we decided to look at DACA and its relationship to patriotism and the pledge. You have probably heard of DACA in the news. Let's review what DACA stands for and what it is. First of all, it stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It is a permission from the federal government to allow immigrants who do not have legal documentation temporary papers to stay in the United States. If they meet certain requirements, the recipients have to have been brought to the United States before the age of 16. They must be students, have graduated from high school, or have a GED, or be in the military.
There seems to be two distinct reactions to the elimination of DACA on behalf of people who are passionate about its legality. We noticed that many people aren't doing the pledge because of the elimination of DACA by Donald Trump, because it insults many undocumented immigrants by basically saying they aren't welcome. For this reason, many people rant against the pledge and they state their opinions about not being free or having justice. This may seem to be insulting to many U.S. citizens, but those who are refusing to participate in the national anthem or pledge feel as though the only country many of them know is denying their place in it.
On the other hand, others are protesting the elimination of DACA by actually participating in the pledge and carrying the flag. This stance says to the American people that undocumented immigrants, especially those who were here brought as children, are Americans too. The only pledge that most DACA applicants and recipients know is the one to the USA, and so they believe the liberty and justice should be granted to all. The idea of sending undocumented immigrants to Mexico or wherever their country of origin may be is a place many of them do not know and a place where many do not speak the language of their native countries. For this reason, many say the pledge.
Our opinion about DACA is that we don't think that the federal government should remove this earned privilege for undocumented immigrants to obtain temporary legal status. We see that DACA benefits the government recipients, renew it, and it's not free, but mostly temporary. It's giving a future to undocumented immigrants.
We read an article entitled Diversidad Estadounidenses Dividida sobre la Bandera Himno by Tú Decides. It states how people are being split apart because of the Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem. One example of these that occurred was a group in Dakota with the Native Americans.
In the middle of 2016, the Native Americans were protesting against the pipelines that were threatening their lives and their waters. The way the Native Americans were protesting is by hanging the flag upside down. LULAC, a group of Latinos, on the other hand, agree that people should recite the Pledge of Allegiance because they are trying to prove that Latinos do belong in America.
In conclusion, these different perspectives show you why or why not we should all show respect to the flag of America.
A person that's patriotic loves his or her country or adopted country. Overall, they want the best for their country and try their hardest to make it better. In this country, there are a lot of people who debate whether or not someone is patriotic.
But after my class studied the pledge and patriotism,
My partners and I came to a conclusion that even though some people stand or protest against the Pledge of Allegiance, that doesn't mean they are not patriotic. Instead, it simply means that they do it to make their country a better place. For example, Colin Kaepernick, he didn't want to stand for the national anthem to protest against police brutality. We consider him to be patriotic because he doesn't want his nation to suffer with racism.
If you saw someone that does not stand for the flag or for the national anthem, what would you do?
In conclusion, America is woven of a multitude of cultures and languages. Some people may not stand for the national anthem, and some may not recite the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe that people should know this information because some people are not aware of what is going on. We hope that the listeners take a stand for a cause to make our country better and that people have a new perspective of patriotism.
Esta es tu tierra, esta es mi tierra, desde California hasta Nueva York, desde las montañas a todos los mares, esta tierra es para ti y para mí. Empiezo el viaje en este camino, dejo atrás los cerros bajo un cielo azul, montes y llanos rodean mis pasos, esta tierra es para ti y para mí.
Listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, an educational nonprofit based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're listener supported at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. The Arts Alive program on Museum Hill in Santa Fe is free for all ages in June and July. Plan your summer visit at museumhill.net. Do you have an old car, boat, or motorcycle cluttering your yard? Learn how you can turn your unwanted vehicle into Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org.
Hi, I love the Children's Hour because it's fun and you go to all sorts of different places. I'm Yoshi James from Australia.
Take the Children's Hour with you on your road trip. Find us at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts.